Astro Poets, Your Guides to the Zodiac.
By Alex Dimitrov and Dorothy Olasky.
Read for you by us, the authors. This book is dedicated to poets
and freaks everywhere.
Welcome to our book. We're glad you're here. We wrote this book for you and all the people you'll ever date and all the people you've ever dated and for your mom and sister and the dog you will adopt soon and the stranger on the street you want to say hello to but have not yet at least. We wrote it for your current boss and your asshole ex-boss and your annoying, overbearing co-worker. We wrote it for your friends, the ones who both saved and disappointed you, and those who never left, no matter what. We hope you'll find some part of them right here in these pages. You'll also find the moon, the sun, obsession, oceans full of time, and even a small mirror where you'll sometimes see yourself. Astrology reveals how we're connected. It's like a map half dipped in water, burned at the edges, and just decipherable enough to take with you wherever you're going. It won't ever indicate exactly where that is, but it will tell you some things about love and eternity, the past and the future, and what you should do right after you put down this book, which is to get closer to your true passion. We both carried that map with us when we met at a party after a poetry reading in April of 2011. There was an instant fire sign connection and, of course, so many ideas, one of which was Astro Poets, but it wasn't called that then. At first, we started an astrology Twitter called Fire Signs for Life because being a fire sign is such a glorious struggle. After a few weeks of tweeting, we were bored. That's really how fire signs work, getting high on possibility, a lot of energy, and a short attention span. But in November of 2016, we returned to the idea and decided to start Astro Poets. This time, poetry would be at the heart of it, and it became what made the entire thing work. Just like astrology, poetry, all language really, has to do with the past and the future. Language is the way into who we are and have been and who we still might become. It's the way into a holy present, where the sounds of our ancestors meet the sounds of our future selves. In other words, poetry returns us to ourselves. Before you begin listening to the rest of this book, you might want to know some basic things about astrology. Here are some answers to some of your most burning questions.
What is a sun sign? A sun sign is usually the first thing people learn about when they encounter astrology. It's what people are asking for when they meet you and say, "What sign are you?" When someone says, "Hey, I'm a Virgo," what they really mean is Virgo is their sun sign. And if you aren't compatible with Virgos, that's your cue to run, and fast, because any Virgo will know how to find you. Your sun sign is determined by the day, time, and place you were born. It refers to the placement of the sun the moment you were born. There are 12 signs in the zodiac: Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Each sign has both an element, fire, earth, air, water, and an essence, cardinal, fixed, and mutable. You can see the breakdown in the accompanying PDF. Your sun sign is the single most important piece of information if you want to know how astrology affects your general personality. It can be thought of as your ego or as your soul's potential. It's in many ways the most hopeful possibility of who you can be this time around on Earth. Think of it as your karmic guidebook. People often want to know which signs are good and which signs are bad. Usually it's because someone met a Scorpio and they want to know if all Scorpios are in fact 100% evil. The answer, even when it comes to Scorpios, is that no sign is more bad than another. Every sun sign has good and bad traits, and what matters is how people use their potential to be who they want to be. All this is to say that your star chart isn't fate, but an outline, with plenty of places to fill in the blanks however you wish. We are influenced by a multitude of forces, and a sun sign is only one part of them.